Welcome to This Is Our Earth podcast. I am Sylvia Puentes, and I invite you to these amazing conversations that explore the wonder and magic of connecting with our beautiful planet. Inspired by El Lugar, the Place, originally a book by Gary Douglas, and now being actualized on our Earth as we speak. What can we each be that would create a sustainable living Earth?
So hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of This Is Our Earth. I am once again delighted to have a very special guest, and this special guest actually will be speaking in Portuguese, and we have two amazing translators helping us. Not only is this special guest from Brazil, but he is young. He is young and has an amazing story of the project that he has started at home. So welcome so much, Efraim. I'm so happy to have you.
Oi, tudo bem?
Now, will you let everyone listening know how old you are and when did you start with your garden?
Então, a minha idade, eu tenho 11 anos e eu comecei lá quando eu tinha 8 anos de idade, mas eu acho que era 2018.
I am 11 and I started that when I was 8. It was around 2018 or something like that.
And what inspired you to get started with your garden?
Olha, eu fui num hotel chamado Riacho Verde. Lá tinha uma hortinha. Daí os monitores chamaram a gente para a gente plantar uma alface lá que e daí a gente foi, né?
So I Deu was alface. Staying. I was staying at a hotel called Riacho Verde, Green River. And on that place, there was a small vegetable garden, and people were inviting us to plant there.
A gente foi e voltou. Eu plantei e voltei para casa muito feliz com a minha plantinha.
So I planted and I came back home very happy with my sapling.
Eu voltei para casa cuidando daquela plantinha, só que ela morreu, infelizmente, né? Só que daí eu tinha uma.
I went home, I took care of it, but unfortunately it died.
Só que daí eu tinha mais vontade de plantar ainda. Quando eu plantei aquela plantinha, quando ela morreu, eu queria plantar mais.
So, when I planted that one, when it died, I felt like planting more.
E eu comecei a plantar. Eu tinha meio que um balcãozinho preto que ficava no chão. Daí eu pegava as mudinhas e começava a plantar e colocava ali em cima.
So I had this little box or something that was on the floor, and then I started planting, and I would put the small sprouts in there.
Então, eu comecei a plantar e não parei mais. Eu achei muito legal aquilo de plantar. Só que
I started planting and I couldn't stop anymore. I was enjoying so much planting.
Daí, antes disso, eu gostava de desmontar as coisas e mexer com ferramenta.
Before that, I liked to disassemble things and play with tools.
Então, eu abandonei, ainda gosto disso, né? Mas eu parei com isso.
So, I kind of let go of that. Not let go, I still like it very much.
So, my question here now is, what was it about planting that you enjoyed so much?
Eu achava que uma plantinha crescesse, cuidar da plantinha, ver ela crescendo, isso que eu gostava muito.
So it was very cool for me to plant the plant, watch it grow. It is so cool. I love that.
And so, from your very first plant that you had, what do you have now? What's your garden look like?
Ah, ela é muito grande, né? Gente, é um canteiro bem grandão.
It's a pretty big vegetable garden. It's pretty big now.
Ele tem alface, tem couve, tem alecrim, manjericão, jabuticaba, tem todo tipo de planta quase.
So you
Tem
have in
tudinho.
there lettuce, jabuticaba, which is a Brazilian fruit, several kinds of herbs, kale.
Wow, and did you eat all these vegetables and herbs before you started your garden, or did you start to eat them after you started to plant them?
Comecei a comer depois de ter minha horta.
I started eating them after I began with my garden.
Now, I would love, we don't have this podcast on video, but I have him on video. And as soon as he started to talk about his garden, you could see this big smile on his face, which is such a delight. So, Efrain, is this garden only supplying food for your family? Is it supplying any food for anyone else?
É, eu planto, na verdade, na minha família, a minha família, da parte do meu pai, gosta muito de plantar.
So actually, from in my family, the part of my family from my pa father, they really love planting.
Now there's different type. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Fabian. Efraim.
Então, daí eles têm, daí tem várias, tem chácara, eles têm uma chácara, eles gostam de plantar bastante. Daí eu meio que gostei de plantar junto e fui embora. Fui.
So they have this ranch farming, so they appreciate planting, and I love that too, and I went along with it.
Now, do you have brothers and sisters that help you in the garden, or is it just you?
Sou eu mesmo. Daí meu
It's
pai que ele cuida mesmo de da como construir a horta, né?
So it's just me and my father takes care of the building piece of the garden.
Now, there's different type of gardenings, and from what I understand, you actually have an organic garden. Is that correct?
É tudo orgânico.
Everything is organic.
And what does that mean to you to have an organic garden?
Muito bom, porque todas as frutas aí do mercado, quase todas, são tudo cheias de agrotóxico, que faz muito mal para a saúde.
So it's so great because almost everything in the market is full of fertilizers that are hampering to your health.
Wow. And do you have any other friends or family that you've inspired also to start a garden? Like, what do you see the impact of you choosing this with people around you?
Então, quando eu estava plantando, né, como eu disse que eu estava plantando lá na minha casa, daí minha avó também, mas a parte da minha mãe, ela não gosta tanto assim de plantar.
So, as I was saying before, I started planting, and the family side from my mother's side, they don't enjoy very much planting.
É, então, daí quem mais me inspirou mesmo foi a parte da minha avó, do meu pai, meu tio. Meus primos, eles gostam muito de plantar.
So I got inspired by my father, my grandmother, my uncle, my cousins. They really like to plant.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any young friends that are looking at your garden and wanting to plant a garden themselves?
I come.
So for me, it's amazing to hear these stories of a young boy at 8 years old being inspired, you know, from this project at a hotel and taking it home and then creating this large garden and appreciating the freshness and the organic food. It's quite amazing what you've created, Rain. Do you have other friends that come and help you in the garden or that also want to plant a garden?
No.
No.
So you're quite different among your friends, huh?
Yep.
And that's fine with you. You enjoy it and you keep doing it. That doesn't bother you.
Eu gosto, não me incomoda, não.
I like it. I don't bother about that.
And that's so great. I really appreciate you sharing this with us. Is there anything you would like to say to any other young kids out in the world, anywhere in the world, about what gardening can be for them or maybe just anyone listening at any age?
Então, é muito legal plantar, gente. Se você plantar e gostar, é uma terapia muito boa.
So it's so cool to plant, everyone. If you do it and you like it, it's such an amazing therapy.
Wow. When you say therapy, what is that for you? When you're gardening, what changes for you?
É uma sensação de conforto, sabe? Eu gosto muito.
It's a sense of comfort. I like it so much.
Yes, I've been actually interviewing different people here on the podcast that talk about being aware of the earth, you know, of the planet and what we can contribute. Have you realized the gift that you're being for the planet? And the reason I ask is that sometimes we're choosing things, like you say, Efraim, you say about this joy that you have when you're out there, or this comfort. It's I get that many people around the world don't get that as we enjoy the earth and we appreciate the earth, that actually creates so much more. Have you realized that?
Mm-hmm. Percebi?
Yes, I did.
Well, I am so happy we found you, and I'm happy that someone told us about you. And we will share your links because you have an Instagram page that you started. Is that correct?
Sim.
And what are you sharing in the Instagram page?
Compartilho dicas de como plantar. E esse tipo, assim, de como fazer fertilizantes de orgânicos sem machucar as plantas.
So, I share tips about planting and how to make compost fertilizer, organic fertilizers, without harming plants.
Wow. I learned about this many, many years ago, and I had a small little garden at home as well. And now I travel a lot, so I don't have one, but you're reminding me of that joy it is to get my hands dirty, to see things grow. So thank you so much for that, Efraim.
De nada, viu?
If you had one wish for the world, for the planet, If you had one wish, what would that be? What do you desire to see on the planet?
Não ter poluição mais no mundo.
No pollution, no more pollution in the world.
Wow. And from your garden, I wonder what that's contributing to change that. So thank you so much.
Estou muito feliz sobre isso.
I'm very happy about it.
Yes, we look forward to following you on Instagram and seeing what else you are creating in the world and inspiring people of all ages. So thank you so much.
Estou muito feliz.
I'm so obrigada. Happy.
Obrigada. And thank you everyone who's contributing to bringing this young voice out in the world and what he's creating from a very beginning of a little small plant to now his full garden. So what else can we choose today to contribute to our beautiful planet? So please share this out in the world and see who else might get inspired to maybe just start one small garden or become aware of the food that we're eating and how it's being created and the contribution it's being to the earth. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to inspire new actions and conversations that empower us all to know that we are the ones creating the future. If you'd like a way to contribute to our podcast, please leave a review wherever you listen. And for information about El Lugar, visit el-lugar.com. Thank you.